can be quite complicated, not only from a technical standpoint, but from a halachic perspective as well. There are many halachas that we have to keep in mind to make sure the sukkah is kosher. Obviously, in the hour and a half share that we have today, we can't possibly go through all of Hilchas Sukkah. What I'd like to do is to outline some of the basic halachas that we should be thinking of, that we have to keep in mind. And then v'idal zil gemar, hopefully each and every one of us will be able to be mashlim whatever halachas we leave out, whatever details we leave out from the shir. The first question to ask oneself is, how tall does the sukkah have to be? This is the issue that the Mishnah discusses on the Beis Amud Aleph in Sukkah, the very first Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah says, Sukkah shigavol amal miyasimah psuva, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. A sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, the Chachamim say is possible, Rabbi Yehuda says is kosher. Machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas? So the Gemara has three different interpretations. Perhaps the most famous is what Rava says there in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue as to whether sukkah is a diras keva or a diras arai. Sukkah diras keva be'inan or sukkah diras arai be'inan. The Chachamim hold that sukkah diras arai, that means that a sukkah is supposed to be a temporary structure. It has to have the potential to be a temporary structure. So if you make it taller than 20 amos, you can't possibly make it temporary. You have to make it out of very sturdy materials. So that's why it's going to be possible with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds not. Even though the Yom Tov of Sukkah is for 7 days, it's really only for a temporary period of time, but Sukkah diras keva b'inah. The Torah gave a chashivas to the Sukkah because it's a mitzvah. The Torah treated the Sukkah as a diras keva. It can be a diras keva, even if you make it l'malo me'asimama, and then it'll have to be made from more sturdy materials. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's not a problem, because Sukkah diras keva b'inah. That means it can be a diras keva. What's more, it's treated like a diras keva. Halachically, it has a din of diras keva, even if you make it arai. Nafkemina legabe mezuzah. Gemara Yuma and Daf Yud Amud Aleph says Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have another machlokas, whether sukkas hachag b'chag is chayav in mezuzah or not. Rabbi Yehuda says that the sukkah is chayav in mezuzah, and the Chachamim disagree. He paskin like the Chachamim that it's potter from mezuzah. What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras keva be'inah. What does it mean, diras keva? Even though you're only living in there for 7 days, but the Torah treats it like a diras keva, it has the chashivas of a diras keva since it's for a mitzvah. So if it has the chashivas of a diras keva, then you'll be chayav in mezuzah. The Chachamim say, no, sukkah diras arai be'inan. A sukkah has a din of diras arai, so there's no chayav in mezuzah. The Chachamim go further. They say not only does it have a din of diras arai, it has to have the potential to be a diras arai. And that's why l'malo me'asimama is going to be psula. That doesn't mean that you have to make the sukkah out of flimsy materials, according to the Chachamim. The Gemara Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes explicitly that you can make the mechitzos, you can make the defanos out of barzel, out of metal. It's not that it has to be made in a flimsy way, but the Chachamim said that you have to have the potential to be able to make it with more flimsy materials. But if you make it l'malo me'asim ama, you can't possibly make it with flimsy materials because it'll just fall apart. So that's why the Chachamim said that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is going to be possible. And this is the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the maximum height of a sukkah. Tosas there on the Beis Amud Aleph asks the Kasha. He says, if according to the Chachamim you'd be allowed to make the sukkah be'ofen shel keva with sturdy materials as long as it's less than 20 amos, so why does the Mishnah say at the end of the second paragraph of sukkah that geshamim b'chag is a simen kolala? If it rains on Yom Tov, that's a simen kolala. It shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a mitzvah sukkah. It doesn't show anything. You can make the sukkah in a way that the rain is not going to go into the sukkah and there shouldn't be any problem. So why, if you're the Geshamim, the Mishnah says it's a simen klala b'chag? You can make the sukkah out of planks and attach the planks with nails and then no rain's going to go through. So what could be the problem? The Tosfos answers that the schach is special. In the schach, it's not enough to have the potential for arai. It has to be arai mamish. It has to be somewhat flimsy. It can't be so kavua that rain is not going to go through. The schach have to be, first of all, tzilosa meruba mechamasa. that the shade is more than the sun. It has to be more schach than airspace. And what's more, even though it has to be tzivasim merubim mechamasa, but it can't be meuva kol kach. It can't be so thick that the rain is not going to go through. That's what Taisva says. When it comes to the walls, then roi lio sarai is sufficient, as long as there's the potential that it can be arai. If not, lamala me'asim mama, where you have to make it kavua, and that's enough, that's going to be kosher. It comes to Isis and says that even the Chachamim would say, that the Chachamim would say, when it comes to the Schach, you need arai mamish. It has to be flimsy, it can't be so thick that the rain can't come through. You see a very important yisod from Tosfos, that the ikar of the sukkah is the Schach. It's like what Rashi writes there on the Beis and Sukkah, that Sukkah al Shem Schach Kruya. That's the Lashon of Sukkah, Schach, that it covers over, the roof covers over. Gemara quotes the Apostle, Sochim lechanfeyam al hakaporis, that the Kruvim was Sochachim, they covered over with their wings on the kaporis. You see that the Lashon of the Sukkah is al Shem HaSchach. The Schach is the Ikkah, so that's exactly why Tosfos says that when the Chachamim say diras arai beinan, for the schach it means arai mamish. For the walls it means as long as it's royally also arai, that's going to be sufficient. So it comes out from Tosfos that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through. That's what Tosfos writes, right? It has to be arai mamish in the schach. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says as well. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam there in the first paragraph, Siman Yud Beis. But Ben Tam holds that you have to make the sukkah in such a way that the rain can actually come through. But not everyone agrees. Rabbi Natan's brother-in-law, the Rash Mishans, is quoted in the Hagos Maimoni in Hilchas Sukkah. He disagreed. He said that even if it's Me'uva Kol Kach, that the rain can't come through, it's still kosher. Tosfos is right. Tosfos said the fact that Yordu Gesharim is a Simen Klala Bechad, doesn't that indicate that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through? If the rain can't come through, what kind of a siman kolal is that? So what's the Rosh going to do with that? So they quote that the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Siv Vov writes that maybe the reason why Gesharim is a siman kolal b'chad is because the way the schach is normally made, the rain does come through. I mean, you can make it so thick that the rain's not going to come through, but that's not the normal way. First of all, you'd have to make the schach out of planks for the rain not to come through. There are other materials. You make it with other materials, with branches. It's very hard to make it in such a way that the rain is not going to come through. So maybe that's the answer, that since under normal circumstances, the way the sukkah, the way the schach is made, the rain can come through, so Gesharim is a siman kol b'chad. And it doesn't mean that you can't make a sukkah in a way that the rain won't come through. Maybe that's not also kasha. Even though Gesharim is a siman kol, because al pi rov, the sukkah is going to be made in such a way that the rain is going to come through. What's more, the Rash brings a raya to his shita. Not only is he nonplussed by Tosfos' raya, he brings a raya to his shita. But the Mishnah says, and daf chav beis in sukkah, ha-me'uva k'min bayis, avo b'shena kochav nirin mitoch ha-ksher. The schach is so thick, it's like a roof, but it's not a roof. It's made out of little pieces that are not attached together. But it's so thick that you can't see the stars. Right. All of the preschool children know that you have to be able to see the stars through the sukkah. It's a Mishnah. Right? It says here, some mention of the stars, you got to be able to see the stars. But the Mishnah says, with the Evid, it's still kosher, even if you can't see the stars. So comes the Rash and says, the Mishnah, it sounds like with the Evid, it's kosher, even if the schach is very, very thick, you can't even see the stars. It sounds like if it's so thick, you can't see the stars, and maybe the rain can't come through. Sukkah should be a sukkah kshayr. What's the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos on the Beis? What are they going to respond? Maybe there's a difference between stars and rain. Maybe the fact that you can't see the stars, the sukkah might still be kosher. Because to see the stars, you need larger gaps. But for the rain to come through, for the rain not to come through, it has to really be very, very thick. Maybe so thick, might be possible. So there are different rayas, lakan or lakan, the different shitas, whether a sukkah has to have the potential to have rain come through, or maybe it doesn't have to have the potential to come through for the rain to come through. Machlokas Rishon. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that lechatchila should not make the sukkah so thick. That's the mashmos of the Mishnah, that Me'uva k'min bayis is ksheira, Lashon Kshara sounds like the Di'evit, it's kosher. It's best to make it l'chatchila that you can see the stars. L'chatchila you should make it that the rain can come through. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Sifkot Vav that there are some who talk a pasul. If the rain can't come through, you know why it's pasul? Because of the gzeira of bais. People are going to think that if you can make the schach so thick, they'll think that you can sit in your house also. And that of course is incorrect, because the house is a diras keva mamish. That's not a sukkah. Sukkah means a temporary structure. The house is a diras keva. It's a permanent structure. So that's pasul. Possible in a Torah. So Mishnah Berurah writes that there are those who talk a pasul if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, because of the gzeira otu bais. The fact is, b'di'evit it's probably kosher. According to most, b'di'evit it's kosher. You have this sometimes in the public sukkahs. They put on a lot of schach that the rain mamish can't come through unless you have a ton of rain. So the best thing is l'chatchila, you should not have so much schach. But b'di'evit, if that's the sukkah that you have, I wouldn't not sit in the sukkah. You know, I wouldn't say I want to be machmir and go to another sukkah. It's kosher b'di'evit anyway. But it's something to think about, that you know, you can make the schach thick, but not so thick that the rain can't come through. How large does the sukkah have to be in its length and its width? This is a machlokas tanoim that the Gemara in Sukkah Nav Gimel calls machlokas meshamay beisila. Veshamai holds that the sukkah is supposed to be zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim, about 25 inches by 25 inches or so. It has to be able to hold rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, the person's head and rov of his body, and the shulchan as well. Beis Hillel disagrees, and they claim that vav tfachim, al vav tfachim is sufficient, 6 by 6 tfachim, because it's enough if it can hold rosho v'rubo, if it can't hold shulchano. And then the Gemara quotes Rebbe Shita. Rebbe holds that it has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, not Tfachim, Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Like a din bias in Kol HaTorah Kula. For the din of Makeh, and Mezuzah, and Megebatim, the Gemara quotes all the examples. Right there on the Gimel. For the din of bias in Kol HaTorah Kula, it has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So Rebbe holds, Sukkah is no different. You need Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. We paskin like Meshamai, that Zayin al Zayin Tfachim is sufficient. The Tosis there points out, even though normally in a Mahogat Beshan Beisil, it passed like Beisil, this is one of the Yudches Dover. There are 18 cases, the Gemara in Shabbos called Mishnayos and Shabbos, and the Gemara there in the first parak, that we passed him like Beshan. So this is one of those cases, so we passed him like Beshan, yes. So it says it's one of the Yudches Dover. I have to go back to Shabbos to do a Chazar. But this is a case that we passed him like Beshan. So why Taka does Beshamai argue against Rebbe? Both Beshamai and Beisil, the Rabbonin argue against Rebbe, and they say either Zayin al Zayin or Vav al Vav, but what's the Machlokas? Why do they argue against Rebbe? The Gemara Gimel on the base in Sukkah says that the Rabbonin hold that Sukkah diras arai. Sukkah doesn't have a regular din bais. It sounds like Rebbe holds Sukkah diras kava behinan, so that's why you need Dalet al Dalet, because most people wouldn't live in a home that's less than Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. It's hard to do so. It's not a Diras Keva. So Rebbe holds you need a Diras Keva. That's why either Shir is Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. And the Chachamim, both Bisham, they still hold Sukkah Diras Arai B'inan. It's not a Diras Keva, it's a Diras Arai. So that's why you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Mishnah Daf Beis continues and says that a Sukkah has to be at least 10 Tfachim. The maximum is 20 yamas, has to be less than 20 yamas, but it can't be less than 10 tfachim. Because less than 10 tfachim is viewed as a dira srucha. It's not a good dira, no one would live in such a sukkah. What's more, the Mishnah says that it has to have three walls. What does that mean, three walls? So the Gemara on the Vav Amid Bei says, Shtayim kilchason ushlishis afilu tefach. The two walls have to be the full shear, the full zayin al zayin. Shlishis afilu tefach, and a third wall can be a tefach, meaning you take a kana, take a piece of wood, a tefach wide, but you can't just put it at the end of the other two. Where the Gemara describes the two walls are kamin gam, like an L shape, and then the other tefach you have to put right at the end of three tefachim from the wall. You actually should put a 2.9 tefachim or so from the end of the wall. So this is a tefach, add that to the 2.9 tefachim, that's rove of the wall. It's almost 4 tefachim. It's more than 3.5 tefachim, so that's rove of the third wall. That's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that the shear of a sukkah is three walls, but the third wall doesn't have to be a complete wall. What does the schach have to be made out of? The Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph gives the klolim for schach kosher and schach posel. Mishnah says that the schach has to be a dovah sheinu makabel tumah, and it has to be gidulah min hakarka, it has to grow from the ground, and it also has to be tolish, it has to be detached from the ground. These three requirements: einu makabel tumah, gidulah min hakarka, and tolish min hakarka, it has to be detached from the ground. Why? So the Gemara dashens. Pasuk says, "Chag Sukkot tasel chashivas yomim." Ba'aspacha migarnucha miyikvecha. The psal is Goren v'Yakev hakosuv medaber. Mentions Goren v'Yakev. So from that you see that the schach has to be made out of psolas of the Goren and the Yakev, the remnants, what remains from the olive press and the wine press. So what remains there? You take the pieces from the grape tree and from the olive tree, and you squeeze the fruit. So what remains is not the fruit. The fruit might be mekabel tuma, but the remnants, the psolus, is not going to be mekabel tuma. But it's gidulei karka, and it's also tolish mina karka. So the Gemara says that's why there are these three requirements for schach. Question?
Yes. Why do you need to sort of pesach over that part if you say it's loved and therefore it's connected?
It's a good point, but that the halacha moshe Sinai must be that's what's necessary. It might be kesasim, but apparently you need more. I think that's what the Gemara says. Take a look. Not sure if we have it in the packet. Gemara Daf Vav Amud Beis. Have to take a look on your own. I think the Gemara says that the Tzuras HaPesach is between the Kana and the second wall. I think so. The way they used to make schach is from cut pieces of trees. Right? People would cut down the trees and they would have from the tree branches. And then they figured, why should we have to make schach every single year? Let's make it out of something that can last from year to year. So they started to make the schach out of bamboo. So the bamboo can last from year to year. And now they have schach made out of mats. We'll have to talk about the mats. But the basic yisod is all these types of schach satisfy all of the requirements. They are gidulei karka, they're not makabel tumah, and they're tolish mina karka. What's the din? Is one allowed to support the schach with a dover hamakabel tumah? The schach itself can't be made out of a dover makabel tumah, but can you use a metal frame, like the old canvas sukkah? Some people still have canvas sukkahs. Now they have modular sukkahs that also are not made out of wood, and akidulei karka. Some are made out of plastic, some are made out of metal. So can you put the schach directly onto the metal frame? Or should we say that just like if the schach is gidulek, is makabel tumah, it's a problem. So if your mom is bedavar makabel tumah, that's also going to be a problem. Obviously, if you make the schach out of metal poles, that's possible in the Torah. That's not makabel tumah, so that's clearly going to be possible. What's the din of mom is bedavar makabel tumah? So the marker for this discussion is a Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Mishnah quotes Machlokes Tanoim. What's the din of Sonech Sukkah so Bekare Hamita? What happens if you support the Sukkah with the bedpost? Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible, and the Chachamim say that it's kosher. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's possible? So there are two opinions in the Gemara. One is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mipnei She'ein Lo Keva. Mipnei she'ein lo keva. What does that mean? It's a machlokes rishonim what that means. But the Rosh quotes Yerushalmi that ein lo keva means that if you're supporting the schach with the bedpost, so then there isn't going to be 10 tefachim from the mita, from the bed, to the gag of the sukkah. That's how the Yerushalmi understands. Where does that come to the phrase ein lo keva? Veisachlish. But that's what it means. Ein lo keva must mean it's like going to be a dirasrucha. Right? It's not going to be 10 tefachim, basically. That's why so much the cost of the Kari Amita is going to be a problem. Obviously, if the Kari Amita, if the bedpost would be taller, there wouldn't be a problem. But that's the assumption. It's Rabbi Yehuda's assumption. And the second day of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's possible because Yemali B'davar Makabel Tumah. Kari Amita Makabel Tumah. The meat is a kli. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Yemali B'davar Makabel Tumah, it's possible. What's the reason that Mame B'davar Makabel Tumah might be possible? So that's also a machlokas. The Ran writes it's a psul de Rabbanan, it's a gzera de Rabbanan. Because we're afraid that someone might think that if you can be married with Darim HaKabal Tumah, maybe you can be Masakeh with Darim HaKabal Tumah also. And that's a psul daraisa. So the Chachamim said, you can't be married with Darim HaKabal Tumah either. Comes the Ran and says, if that's the reason, then you should be allowed to put schach on top of a stone wall, let's say. Because no one's going to think that you can make schach out of stones. That no one's going to think. That's too far. So, not a din that you can't be mamed on something that's possible for schach. The halacha is you can't be mamed, you can't support the schach on something that people might think that you could use as schach. If no one would think that you can use stone as schach, so then it's mutter to be mamed the schach on top of the stone. That's what the Rana says. But the Bach is medayek from Rashi on the Chafal from the base. Rashi holds it's not a gzera d'rabbanan, it's a psul d'araisa. Mamed b'davar makabel tumah is also a psul d'araisa. Just like if you were misakeh b'davar makabel tumah min haTorah, that's possible. It's also possible min haTorah if you're mamed b'davar makabel tumah. Because Rashi writes there in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, v'ikara shel schach elu mamidin havikeilu sikeh b'davar makabel tumah. If you're mamed b'davar makabel tumah, it's as if you were misakeh b'davar makabel tumah. Ashi seems to be saying Rabbi Yehuda holds that misakeh b'davar makabel tumah is possible because hakol holich acha hamamid. The schach is nikra al shem hamamid. So if you're supporting the schach with the mamed that's makabel tumah, it's as if you're being misakeh b'davar makabel tumah because the schach is nikra al shem hamamid. Okay. Question is, how do we paskin in this shal of Samach Sukkos B'Kari Amita? So if you would ask me, I'd say, Yachid B'Rab Malacha K'Rabim. Rabbi Yehuda's a Shitas Yachid, the Chacham will argue with him, we should paskin like the Tanakama. But the Rif and many Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But which version? Which Svara in the Gemara? There are two Svaras. So the Ramban and the Ran paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and like the second version. Rabbi Yehuda passes because Yamama B'davar Makabel Tumah. So according to the Ramban and the Ran, the way we paskin, Yamama B'davar Makabel Tumah is going to be possible. But Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Sif Yud Gimel paskins like the Tanakam against these Rishon. The Shulchan Aruch Taka paskins Yochid V'Rab Malacha K'Rab, and we paskin like the Chachamim, like the Tanakam. So at first glance, the whole shaila of Mamed B'davar Makabel Tumah shouldn't even be a game. We pass him like the Tanakhama in the Shulchan Aruch. The problem is there's a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch there in Tav Reish Lamed Sif Zayin has a suffix whether you can put the schach on a sulam, on a ladder. Some kind of a structure that looks like a ladder. A suffix in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Yud Gimel, he paskins straight like the Tanakhama, Soma Sukkos, B'Kari Amita is kosher. But then in Sif Zayin, he's mistapek. Can you put the schach on a sulam? It's a frekta Magen Avram. What's the suffix? The problem of a sulam is that it's Makabel Tumah, it's a kli. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying, maybe Mame B'davar Makabel Tumah is going to pasul the sukkah. The frekta Magen Avram, the Shulchan Aruch already paskins like the Tanakhama, that Soma Sukkos, B'Kari Amita is kosher. So what's the suffix in the Shulchan Aruch? Stuff a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham gives two answers, but the second answer made it big. It's world famous. Magen Avraham writes in his second answer, maybe what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that even if b'di'evet it's kosher, if Yamame B'davar Makabel Tumah, l'chadchila it's possible. The suffix of the Shulchan Aruch is maybe l'chadchila Yamame B'davar Makabel Tumah should be possible. So the Magen Avraham is machmir in his second answer that one should not be Yamame L'schach B'davar HaMakabel Tumah. But the Magen Avraham adds a caveat. He says that even though I claim, according to the Shulchan Aruch, l'chadchila one shouldn't be mamed b'davar makabel tumah, how can you solve the problem? Says the Magen Avraham, if you put a piece of wood between the metal and the schach, there's no problem. Because that's called mamed d'mamed. This is the invention of the Magen Avraham. Mamed the Mamed. It's one step removed from the Schach. It's not supporting the Schach directly, it's supporting the support of the Schach. Magen Avraham says, even the Ramban, who's Machmir by Mamed Vidavar Makabal Tumah, even he would be Makel by Mamed the Mamed. That's the big Kula. Magen Avraham has the Chumra of the day, that you can't put the Schach directly on the modular Sukkah, it's not made out of wood. You can't put the Schach directly on a metal frame of a canvas Sukkah. But he says, what's the solution? Just put a piece of wood on the top of the metal frame, and then you can put the Schach on top of that. So if you have your metal frame, put the piece of wood across, and then put perpendicular to that piece of wood, put the Schach. So the Schach is resting directly on wood, not on metal. And that's Mamed de Mamed, the Davar Mekabel Tumah, according to the Magen Avraham, that's Kashya. Comes the Chazon Ish and disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish says, the way Rabbi Shechter likes to say it, but the Chazon Ish holds, I don't really think Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem to begin with. Chazon Ish is a big megal, actually. He says, I don't think the problem with Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is really an issue. If you're going to be Machmir Magen Avraham to say that Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem, if you're going to say that the Shulchan Aruch is mistavik, then maybe the Ramban is right, l'chadchila, maybe we should be machmir, the Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem, says the Chazon Ish, I don't think putting a piece of wood is going to solve your problem. It's just a hefsek ba'alma. That's not going to solve your problem, says the Chazon Ish. What's pshat in the Chazon Ish? What's he saying? He says, look at the Ramban in the Mochamas Hashem, where he makes his point that the Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem. The Ramban says that the only time the Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is not a problem is if the Mamed is only doing what the Ramban calls a Maisa Karka. Ramban is talking about a case, let's say a person puts a sukkah in a tree. So the tree is Chach Pasul, it's Mechubel Karka. You can't use the tree as Schach Pasul. If you cut off the tree, so then it will be Schach Kasha. But the tree, while it's still attached to the ground, is Schach Pasul. So you're being Mamid Yosuka, the Dover Makabel Tumah. It says the Ramban, no, but that's not really a problem. You know why? Because the tree is only doing Maisa Karka. If you take away the tree, so then the Sukkah will be on the ground directly. So we don't care about the tree then. The tree is not doing anything functional for the sukkah. It happens to be the place that you put the sukkah. You like a treehouse sukkah. That's your stuff. So you put the sukkah in the tree. You didn't have to. You could have cut down the tree and left the sukkah right on the ground. And Taka, if you take away the tree, the sukkah will still be standing because the tree is not intrinsic to the sukkah. It's not one of the walls of the sukkah. It's Maisa Karka Ba'alma. It's the floor of the sukkah. It's the ground of the sukkah. Says the Ramban, if all the davar hapasol l'schach is doing is ma'isa karka ba'alma, so then it's not going to pasol the sukkah. Even though you're being mamed the schach b'davar mekabel tumah or b'davar hapasol to be mesakech with it, if it's only doing a ma'isa karka, that's fine. It says the Chazon Ish, the Ramban would never say that if I have a sukkah that's made out of metal and I put the schach on top of that metal, but I put a hefsek in between, I put a piece of wood in between, the piece of wood is not just doing a ma'isa karka. If I take away that piece of wood, then the schach is going to be sitting on the metal directly. And I will not have a sukkah kshayra. If I take away the metal and I just leave the piece of wood, I don't have a sukkah at all because I don't have walls to the sukkah. So that's not mamed b'mamed. That's not what the Ramban meant when he said that if you're mamed b'davar, that's posel l'schach, but it's only doing a ma'isa karka, that's not going to be a problem. It's only if Taka is doing a ma'isa karka, but the piece of wood that's the hefsek, that's not doing a ma'isa karka ba'alma. I can't take away that piece of wood and have a sukkah kshera. I can't take away the funnels of the sukkah and have a sukkah kshera. If I get rid of the metal, if I get rid of what's possible over here, I don't have a sukkah at all because I don't have the walls of the sukkah. So says the Chazon Ish, there is no such idea that Mamed b'Mamed magically gets rid of the problem of Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah. If you deny the problem, so then there's no issue to begin with. But says the Chazon Ish, if you're machmir that Mamed B'Davar Mekabel Tumah is a problem, just putting a hefsek in there is not going to solve the problem. It's only if, by getting rid of the problem, by getting rid of the davar hapasul you still have a sukkah ksheira, so then the Ramban would say that's okay, even though it happens to be you're being mamed davar makabel tumah, but that's not a problem, because then that davar makabel tumah is only doing a maisa karka ba'al. It's not doing something functional to the sukkah. But if it's doing something, if the davar hapasul is doing something functional to the sukkah, I need the walls in order to have a sukkah here. If I get rid of the walls of the sukkah, I have nothing. I'm only going to have schach. You can't have schach without walls. So then, just because you put a half stick of wood between the dofen and the schach, it's not going to be makshir the sukkah. Yes.
So that we could use barzel as the funnels. So what's the schach on that?
The answer is, according to the Ramban, the answer is you must have some outer structure of wood that you're going to be supporting the schach with. You can't be supporting it on that barzel, right? That's a very, very good point. Reb Chaim, I think, brought a raya from that Gemara, actually, that Mamed B'davar Makabel Tumah is kosher. I think the Rav quotes that raya in his shiur of the sukkah. But there are those who say there's no raya at all. The Gemara is talking about that your walls are made out of metal, but somehow you have some other structure that's gonna support the schach. According to the Magen Avraham, you can say you're just putting wood between the metal and the schach. According to others, you'll have to say that you're putting some other kind of a structure that's supported by the ground, not by the metal, not just the hefsik, but there's some other kind of a structure that's going to support the schach, but you want to have walls anyway. You want to have walls for tznius. It happens to be that there are metal pieces around that area. There is some kind of metal, some kind of stone there or whatever, stonework. So you'll use the stone or you'll use the metal as your walls, even though they're posel for schach, but you're not being mamed on that item, necessarily. That's what you have to say, according to those who say that mamed or makabel tumah will be a problem. And mamed and mamed, just by putting a hefzik, will not solve that problem. So the Chazon Ish seems to be a big machmir. Rabbi Shachter likes to say over there, Be'emes, the Chazon Ish is a big mekel, because he doesn't hold in the problem of mamed or makabel tumah at all. He just says, if you want to be machmir for the Magen Avraham, I don't think that the Magen Avraham solution is going to solve the problem. According to the Chazon Ish, you can't nail down the sukkah with metal nails. Or screw the sukkah together with metal screws. So those in Bnei Brak who are machmir for the Chazon Ish, they use wooden pegs, wooden nails, and wooden type screws. They don't want to use anything metal in the sukkah, because that would be mamed b'davar makabel tumah. Even if it's mamed d'mamed, but it's holding up the sukkah. The metal is holding up the sukkah. It's not just doing a maisa karka ba'alma. If you got rid of the metal nails and the metal screws, the whole sukkah would fall apart. That's not mamid de mamid, the way Chazon Ish understands mamid de mamid. Mamid de mamid means that if all the davar apostle Yitzchak is doing is maisa karka, so then it's not significant because they're not doing something functional to the sukkah. But the screws and the bolts and the nails, of course they're doing something functional to the sukkah. Without them, the sukkah would fall apart. So the Chazon Ish would say, you can't use metal things in order to keep the sukkah together. But the Chazon Ish actually, yes?
One of those say that the wooden, you're just putting a wooden piece there to be a hefzik, so it's not doing anything, it's just doing a halachic kind of thing, but like in actuality, it's not doing anything to support the sukkah.
So that's what the Chazon Ish is saying, that's why he claims that that's not going to be mashed in the sukkah.
But can we say, I think it's comparable to the treehouse case, because even though you're using it, but and without it, it would be a bustle. It's not doing anything structurally.
What, the tree?
No, if you're bringing Chatitas Eitz, in order to serve as a mamet.
No, the comment the Ramban is making is, let's say a person puts a sukkah in a tree, the sukkah is kosher. Why should the sukkah be kosher? You're mamet bedavar, that's posel l'schach. You're supporting the sukkah with the tree. It's not on the ground, you're supporting it with the tree. The tree is posel for schach because it's mechover l'karka, it's attached. So how can you do that? Comes the Ramban and says, no, that's not a problem. Because if you got rid of the tree, the sukkah would still be standing. So we look at the tree as if it's kamisha eina. So any time the davar that's posel l'schach can be kamisha eina, and the sukkah will still be standing, it's not going to posel, even though it's a mamad of the sukkah. So the problem here is that you have a metal frame. The metal frame of the sukkah is the ikar of the sukkah. The piece of wood is not the ikar of the sukkah. If I got rid of the metal frame, I don't have a sukkah anymore. So you can't say, just look at the metal as if it's not there. I can't look at the metal as if it's not there, because it's something functional, it's something fundamental to the sukkah. Even though the Chazon Ish is a big machmir when it comes to mamed and mamed, the Chazon Ish does have one kula. Hadrash says the mamad b'davar makabel tum is only a problem if you're supporting the schach with something that's posel l'schach, something that's makabel tum. But if all your davar haposel l'schach is doing is keeping the schach in place, it's not supporting it, it's keeping it in place, that's okay. That's okay. If you mamid the schach b'davar makabel tum, you put the mamid underneath, put metal underneath the schach, and it's supporting the schach, preventing the schach from falling, that's going to be a problem. And says the Chazon Ish, even if it's mamid the mamid, if it's doing something functional for the sukkah, that would be a problem. But if all your davar that's possible the schach is doing is that it's keeping the schach in place, preventing it from falling apart, from falling away, like you're tying strings to keep the schach in place, even though the strings might be the kabel tuma, they're twined, they're braided into a rope, they might be the kabel tuma, the Chazon Ish would say that's not a problem. As long as the mamet of the schach, as long as what's supporting the schach is wood, that's kosher. The Shaar HaTzion disagrees. Shaar HaTzion says that the rule of davar mekabel tuma, mamet of davar mekabel tuma posel, is not only if you support the schach with something which is mekabel tuma, but even if you keep it in place with something which is mekabel tuma. That's a chumer of the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Chazon Ish, he'd be willing to be mekel that. Keeping it in place with the davar makabel tuma is okay. It's only supporting it with the davar makabel tuma, and that's going to be a problem. Some people use plastic ties to keep the to tie down the schach. They're afraid it will blow away. They use plastic ties. It's a big shaila if you can do that. According to the Mishnah Berurah, there might be a psul daraisa because plastic is posel min haTorah for schach. It's not gidulei karka. So to tie down the schach with plastic ties might be a big problem according to the Mishnah Berurah, because you're keeping it in place with the plastic ties. According to the Chazon Ish, it shouldn't be a problem at all, because you're not supporting the schach with the plastic ties, you're just keeping them in place. There are those who want to suggest that maybe even according to the Mishnah Berurah, it might still be okay. Because the reason you're putting the plastic ties down there is not really to keep the schach in place so that it shouldn't blow away the ruach mitzuyah. Really tying down the schach so that the schach shouldn't fall away. Beruach she'einam, it's if you have a gust of wind, a big gust of wind. If you're not, that's not a normal gust of wind. 30 mile an hour wind. That's not normal. Normal wind is 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. Regular wind. If you have a storm brewing, a storm is a ruach she'einam. It's the schach doesn't have to be able to stand in a ruach she'einam. It's only has to be able to stand in a ruach mitzuyah. So maybe tying down the schach because you don't want to lose the schach. It's expensive. Schach is expensive nowadays. The tying on the schach so that it shouldn't blow in a real shenim etzuyan, that's not really keeping it in place, because that's not necessary to make the schach kosher. To make the schach kosher, you have to be able to keep it in place that it doesn't move beruach etzuyan. Maybe you could say that the reason why you're really tying it with the plastic ties is to make sure it doesn't move beruach shenim etzuyan. So that's not ma'akev for the halach of schach. So maybe even the Mishnah Berurah would say that that's not a problem of mamad b'davar makabel tuma. Mitzad HaDin, you really don't have to be machmir with the sugya, with the whole problem of mamad b'davar makabel tuma. There are many reasons to be mekel. Make it into the Shulchan Aruch is to be mekel. The Chazon Ish Me'ikar HaDin holds you can be mekel. It's the Magen Avraham who created the Chumrah. He himself created the kula that if you put a piece of wood on top, it's okay. Most of the metal framed sukkahs, they come with pieces of wood. Most people don't put the schach directly on the metal. They'll put it on a piece of wood because it sits better that way. So in most circumstances, the whole idea of mamed davar makabel tuma is not even going to exist. Most sukkahs are going to be mamed and mamed anyway. If you happen to come by a sukkah that mamish is mamed davar makabel tuma, the schach is directly on a davar makabel tuma, or what, you want to be machmir for the Chazon Ish? Okay, someone who wants to be machmir for the Chazon Ish is going to have a very hard time finding a sukkah ksheir. But the fact is, me'ikra din, you probably don't have to be machmir, so you can make a bracha on a sukkah even if someone is mamed b'davar makabel tuma in that sukkah. If you're invited out to someone else's sukkah, and he's mamed b'davar makabel tuma, even directly on a davar makabel tuma, I think there's room to be mekel to say that you can make a bracha on a sukkah and not make a talaran. Yes?
They're not leaning, like touching it.
What?
It's not leaning on it, it's touching it.
It's not really leaning on it, just because it's touching it, that's not significant. Sometimes a person,
like a foot over the wood.
Right. Sometimes you'll have to tie a light onto the piece of wood, so it's going to be opposite between the schach and the piece of wood. I think that's bottle. I don't think that's significant, because that's not supporting the schach. It's supporting the light, tying on the light. So I don't think that should be a problem. It's only if you're either supporting the schach or if you're keeping the schach in place that might be a problem, but make right in, that's not a problem either. As much as there, many have the minig to use mats for schach. It's really easy. You just unroll them and roll them up. Much easier than trying to get the bamboo out without poking someone in the eye. So many people use mats. Is there any problem with using the mats for the schach? So that's a Mishnah in Sukkah, on the Yud Tes Amud Beis. Machsela es konen gedola, asol l'shchiva, mekabel tumah, ve'ein mesakchen bo. Asol l'sikuch, ein mekabel tumah, mesakchen bo. Mishnah says that if you have a machzelas kon, you have a mat of reeds. So if I saw the shchiva, if it's made for lying, so then it has a din of a mita, has a din of a kli. It's mekabel tumah. It can't be mesakech, but we know that anything that's mekabel tumah is possible for schach. But says the Mishnah, if I saw the sikuch, you make it for schach, then it's not a kli. It's not mekabel tumah, and you can be mesakech. That's the basic Mishnah. Bizman hazeh, all mats are made for sukkahs. It doesn't matter where the mats are made. They used to make mats out of slats, like the Venetian blinds, you know, the wooden slats, the wooden blinds. They would make them out of these pieces of wood. Nowadays, most mats are made out of bamboo. They cut the bamboo in half, and then they tie the bamboo together with something. Now, most mats are made in China. So I'm not sure what the Chinaman who's making the mats is mechavin, but it doesn't really matter. The Chinaman probably is mechavin l'shma. You know, he knows he's making it for the Jewish sukkah, but I don't think it really matters. I think the person who hires him to do it, you know, has bekavana that they're not going to use it l'shchiva. The person making it is not thinking that he's going to use it as a bed, as a mat to sleep on. And the person who's selling it, the company that's selling it, has in mind that it should be the sikul. So it's not mekabel tumah. L'chor it should be kosher. So some wanted to suggest maybe we should pasal schach made out of mats for a different reason. We should pasal it because of a gzeiras tikra, a gzeira that someone might make schach out of his roof. He might think that his roof could be kosher as schach. The gzeiras tikra we find already in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph quotes Machlokes Tanoim. Can you be mesakchen b'nesorim? But what size nesorim, what size planks can you not use for schach? Machlokes between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, that you're allowed to use the planks. But everyone says that if the planks are 4 tefachim wide, they're possible because of the gzeiras tikra. All the Tanaim say that ein mesakchen b'nesorim if they're 4 tefachim wide. If it's only 3 tefachim, if it's less than 3 tefachim, everyone says it's kosher. If it's more than 4 tefachim wise, then everyone says that it's possible. So comes the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Sukkah and quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. Rashba writes in a tshuva that let's say you have planks that are less than 4 tefachim. Let's say they're only 1 tefach width, but you attach them together. You attach the planks together. Comes the tshuva of the Rashba and says, I think that's possible also. That's also Mesachim ben Asar. Mesachim and Nesarim apostle doesn't only mean that if the Nesarim themselves are more than 4 tefachim, but even if you attach planks that are less than 4 tefachim, each one is less than 4 tefachim, that's also going to be Mesachim and Nesarim, that's going to be possible. Well, Yashir wanted to say that based on this we should pasul the mats. This is quoted in the tshuva of Rabbi Yamin Zilber in the Oz Nidru. Chelik Bey Simon Samachvav. I think that's the only makor we couldn't find, but it's in the makoros. Put it in the makoros, but we don't actually have the photocopied tshuva. Rabbi Yashiv wanted to say that maybe based on this Rashba, we should pasul the mats, because what's a mat? It's pieces of slat, you know, small thin slats that are attached together, pieces of bamboo that are attached together. Once you attach them, so we look at them as one unit according to the Rashba. So it's like the Sakhan bin Isarim that are more than 4 tefachim in width. So that should be possible according to the Rashba. Big chumra. So many have suggested that maybe Rabbi Yoshev himself, Bizman Hazeh, would be megal for the mats. He may have been talking about the original mats that were made out of slats. But nowadays the mats are made out of bamboo. Cut bamboo, you know, bamboo that's cut into half pieces. No one makes a roof out of bamboo. You know, no one makes a roof out of flimsy kinds of things. There are some achron that even want to say that even if the mat were made out of slats, but if there's so much room that the rain can come through very easily, which is the case in all mats, whether they've been in boom mats or the original slat mats. There's so much room for the rain to come through, no one would make a roof like that. If you make a roof, you'll put all the slats very, very close together. And you never make a roof out of bamboo. So maybe everyone would admit that even according to the Rashbah, we can be machshir all of the mats bizman hazeh, because the mats bizman hazeh are made out of materials and they're put together in such a way that no one would make a tikra, no one would make a roof out of such an arrangement of materials. So therefore the whole gzeres tikra shouldn't apply. That's not what the Rashbah was talking about. The Rashbah was talking about you have planks, you have slats that you're attaching together. It looks like a roof, it smells like a roof. It happens to be that they're separate, but you're attaching them. If you attach them, so then we look at it as one unit. But if you don't attach them so tightly, or if you make them out of a substance that no one would make a roof out of, maybe even the Rashba would say that that's not the part of the Sakhar Minasam, it's not part of the Gzeres Tikra. There is one other item about mats that the post can bring up, and that is the string that holds the pieces of bamboo together. There are some companies that make the mats with nylon string. So the whole question whether that's makabel tuma, monofilament cord, multifilament cord, different ways that they attach the pieces of bamboo together. So let's assume a worst case scenario. Let's say it's made with cord that's twisted cord. So that mistama is going to be makabel tuma according to many rishonim. So what are you doing then? You're being mamed b'dav makabel tuma, even though the bamboo is not makabel tuma, but you're being mamed b'dav makabel tuma. Or are you being mamed b'dav makabel tuma? This could be a machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. It depends how you arrange your mat. If you put your mat on pieces of wood, let's say you have a modular sukkah, so you want to protect from b'dav makabel tuma in the wall anyway. So you put the piece of wood on top of the wall. And then you put the mat perpendicular to the piece of wood. So what's really supporting the mat? What's really supporting the pieces of bamboo in the mat? The piece of wood? If you hold it mamed, the mamed is okay. So then you're not being mamed b'dav makabel tuma. All you're doing is you're keeping the schach in place with the b'dav makabel tuma, the string. You're only keeping the schach in place b'dav makabel tuma. You're not supporting the schach b'dav makabel tuma, because you're supporting the bamboo with the piece of wood underneath the bamboo. So that, according to the Chazon Ish, should be okay. Well, according to the kula of the Chazon Ish, that should be okay. You have to piece together a couple of kulas. If you take the chumra of the Magen Avraham, that mamed b'dav makabel tuma is a problem, but mamed the mamed is okay. And you take the kula of the Chazon Ish, that if all you're doing is keeping it in place that's not mamed b'dav makabel tuma, then you're home free. Then you can make a leishah basukkah, kedasu kedin, in your sukkah. You can have your cake and eat it as long as you make a leishah basukkah. But if you hold like a Mishnah Berurah, you still have to be machmir if the cord that's used to keep the bamboo, to keep the slats in the mat together, is the multi-filament cord that might be makabel tuma. And then even if you put the piece of wood below the mat, because you think you're going to solve the problem of mamed of makabel tuma by making mamed and mamed, you've jumped from the frying pan into the fire. You've solved one problem, but you still have another problem because your string is still going to be makabel tuma, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be mamed b'dav makabel tuma because you're keeping it in place, and it's also within a mamed b'dav makabel tuma. So those who really want to be machmir, they buy the mats that are strung together with hemp. Hemp is gidule karka. That's some kind of a not string, but it's something that grows from the ground. So they thread it through. They thread it through the... I've seen these kinds of mats too. Like the canis mats, I think, are threaded through with hemp. There are other types also. I don't want to advertise for different companies, but there are some mats that are threaded through with hemp. So hemp solves all the problems. It's makabel tuma itself. It's kosher v'schach. So once it's kosher v'schach, according to everyone, there's going to be no problem with makabel tuma, at least with what's attaching the bamboo, right? That certainly is not going to be a problem. Whether your defanos are going to be mamed b'dav makabel, that's a different issue, but the mat itself is not made with something that's makabel tuma if it's strung together with hemp. So the only issue you have to deal with is the wall. If you make it to assume that mamed b'dav makabel is okay, then you're home free. questions. I saw a hand up, yes.
So the non-hamstring, so they are a problem? We don't smoke Mesha Baruch?
If it's twisted. So if you make it for the Chazon Ish, it's not a problem. Even if it's twisted. I think Rabbi Heinemann put his Hechsher on one of the companies that makes the mat with monofilament cord. Most people didn't know what monofilament cord meant before the issue of mats. But it means that it's not twisted. The cord is not twisted. It's one nylon string. So if it's one, apparently there's more room for kula, because Rashi and Shabbos talks about if it's twisted, and if the string is twisted, it's makabel tam. But if it's not twisted, that might not be a problem. Some say better to use the monofilament cord. Better to use the monofilament. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Heinemann says that it's best just to put your wood below the mat. I think he just assumes that if all your Davar Mekabel Tumah is doing is it's keeping the schach in place, that's not a problem of Ma'amad Davar Mekabel Tumah at all. So he says as long as your wood is perpendicular to the schach, you shouldn't have a problem. I think there's room to be made for that too. They say, by the way, if you want to solve the whole problem, just put a piece of wood on top of your mat. You know, you can have a very thin slat of wood that you put on top of the mat, which we'll talk about. There might be another reason to do that. But if you put a piece of wood on top of the mat, so then what's really keeping the schach in place? Not the monofilament cord. The cord is simply allowing the mat to unravel and to roll up very easily. But it's not really supporting anything then. You have your wood on the bottom, you have your wood on top. It's like a sandwich, right? It's a schach mat sandwich. So if you make a sandwich and have wood on the bottom and wood on the top, so then you're not being mamed b'dav makabel tumah either way. Not with your string and not with the metal. You have mamed and mamed protecting your metal, and you have the wood on top that is ensuring that the schach is staying in place, not because of the string, but rather because of the wood. So that would solve all of your problems. That's probably the best thing to do. Okay. Mishnah and Sukkah, yes. Can twist your hemp as much as you want. It's not, it's gidule karka, and it's not. It's makabel tumah. It's makabel tumah. I don't think the hamstring is twisted. I think they just wrap it together. They take a lot of hemp. If you'd have just one little piece, so then it can rip. But they take a lot of hemp together, and they just string it through. The mat we use at home. It happens to be that's what they were selling, and so I was happy. But you know, I'm not sure I would have been machmir. But the mat I have at home has the hemp tying it together. It's not braided at all. It's not braided at all. So he's not going to be kavutum. Yes.
Isn't the whole issue of strings being kavutum shitas Rashi, but the Rambam and the Rebbe?
Others disagree, right? But the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Magid Mishnah. I think who does quote Rashi? I think that's the problem. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rashi. Okay. Okay, so I'm not sure that you have to be machmir. I think Rabbi Heinemann felt it's best to use the monofilament cord. Apparently he was machmir for Shitas Rashi, so it's best to be machmir if you can. I think most of the mat companies realize that they want to sell to as many people as they can, so they'll make it in such a way that most people will be happy. Mishnah Sukkah Nav Tezvav Amalef writes, Achodet Begodesh Lasos Lo Sukkah in a Sukkah. Someone who hollows out a haystack to make a Sukkah that's not considered a Sukkah. It's possible. Hollow out the haystack. Everything is standing there before you get started, then you hollow it out. So the Mishnah says it's possible. Why? So the Gemara explains actually earlier, and if you base him in Aleph, the Gemara says, the Pasuk in Chumash says, Chagasukas Tas Lecha, so from that we learn, Tasa Velomana Ase. You have to make the Sukkah, it can't be Minha Ase, it can't be already made. So in this case, if you hollow out the Sukkah from the haystack, the Schach's already made. You're making the Defanos, but the Schach is already there. You're not putting schach on top of the funnels. Schach is there. It's tasa v'lomina osoy, and that's going to be pasul. So this idea that tasa v'lomina osoy is going to pasul by a sukkah with the schach, this is mentioned in the poskim in several important contexts. First of all, the Mishnah on the Dafid Aleph and Aleph talks about a case. Let's say you put gidule karka over the sukkah. Hidlo les hagefe v'sikei chalgaba. You put the vine over the sukkah as schach. So of course, that's possible. It is gidul lekarka, but it's mechuba lekarka. It says the Mishnah, v'im kotzitzam k'sher, but if you cut off the gefen, so then it's kosher. Right? It's not makabel tuma. It's gibula karka. It's tolish mina karka. What could be the problem? It says the Gemara there, but you have to be careful that if you cut it, that after you cut off the geffen, you have to shake it a little bit. You have to shake the geffen, because if not, Rashi explains, it'll be tasa v'lo mina osa. It'll be min ha'osa, it won't be tasa. It's not going to be tasa v'lo mina osa. It'll be mina osa. It's not going to be tasa. And you need tasa v'lo mina osa. You have to make the schach. You're not making the schach. The schach is on top. It was schach puzzle. You are machshir the schach, but you're not putting the schach down now. That is called mina osa. That's not called tasa, and that's going to be puzzle. So if someone puts schach, sees a tree is over the schach, and it's enough over the schach that it's going to puzzle, and then he wants to cut down the tree, and he's just going to leave it on top of the sukkah. You got to be careful. You have to shake the schach, because if not, it'll be mina osa. It'll be puzzle. The Ramah is a very interesting case of Tasev Lomanos. In Ramah in Tafresh Chavav, Siv Gimel writes that one is allowed to make a sukkah under a roof that's going to be open. Right? Many people have sukkahs now inside their homes. And they have a big window. Right? They have some kind of, what's the window called? I forget. Skylight. Right? They have a skylight window that they open up. It's very convenient, even when it's cool at night. It's much warmer inside the home, but it's not inside the home. It's a sukkah. So the Ramah says, let's say a person wants to put up the schach, but it happens to be raining outside that day. So can you put the skylight down and put up the schach with the skylight down? It's a roof. Says the Ramah, you can put up the schach like that. What's more, you can close the roof when it's raining. Right? You open the roof when you want to use the sukkah, and then you close the roof when you finish using the sukkah, so that it doesn't rain into the sukkah. Says the Ramah, both are kosher. Why? Because that's not called mina osli. If you make the sukkah in a way that right now it's going to be possible. It's normal for the gag to open. It's osli liftoach. So that's not ma'akev in the kashrus of the sukkah. That's apparently what the Ramah assumes, that even though at the moment that you're making it, the sachtaka would be possible because there's a roof on top of it, even though it's see-through, it doesn't matter. The glass is not gidula karka, so it's sach possible. It certainly would possible the sukkah, but the Ramah apparently holds it doesn't matter since you can open it. So when you make the sukkah, you're making it behersha. And similarly, even if you close the skylight, close the awning on sukkahs, that doesn't possible the sach when you open the awning again. It's not mina osli. Parallel of Tasev Lo Mina Osli will not apply because it was made by Hechsher and the covering doesn't passel the schach in any way. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, though, he quotes a Bach who's machmir that at least in the making of the sukkah, mitchila, you should make it with the gag open, with the roof open. Apparently the Bach assumes that the tchilas asiyas haschach has to be made by Hechsher gomer, that the psul of Tasev Lo Mina Osli would be a problem there. At least the tchilas asiyas haschach has to be made without the roof being there. Even the Bach is maker that you can close the roof when it's raining. As long as you made it with the roof open, you can close the roof when it's actually raining. Okay, but according to the Ramah, it's not a problem. You can even make the sukkah with the roof off, with the skylight closed, if it's actually raining that day. A third din of Tasev Lo Mina Osli is what the Ramah quotes at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Hei. Ramah says you have to be careful to make the walls before you put up the schach. Don't put up the schach first. Now how can you do that? If there are no walls, how can the schach go up first? So in the case of the metal sukkah, it's very possible. You can put up your metal frame. And maybe you want to put up the schach before the walls. Maybe you feel it's even easier to put up the schach before the walls. Because once you put the canvas up, so then you have to put the schach over the walls. It's a large sukkah. Sometimes it's easier to be able to go through the sukkah to put up the schach. Amzer Aman says, don't do that. Put up the walls first. Don't put up the schach first. Because if you put up the schach first, the schach is going to be possible. It's not an ohel unless it has the defanus. So if you put up the defanus after the schach, then tasev lo mina osli. The schach is going to be mina osli. Because it's already made when the walls go up. You have to first put up the walls and then put up the schach so that it will be tasa and not mina osli. Yeah.
Shouldn't shouldn't the same svara work backwards, that the
no,
because, one is a possible until the
no, because the walls are just a t'nai for the hersh of the schach. The ikar of the sukkah is the schach. So the schach has to be put up a hersh, not the defunas. The din of tasav lamina osli only applies to the schach, not to the defunas. Yes?
In all the cases, just be make off the rash and just shake it after.
Yeah, if you do it but psul, you can just shake it, and once you shake it, that's okay. That's not just shita's rashi, everyone protects the gemar. As long as you shake the scha, so then the psul of tasav lamina asa goes away. What's the din of canvas sukkahs, making walls out of substances besides solid things like wood? So the gemar in sukkah on the Chavdalad on the Bay says that kol machitza sheni yechol la'lama b'ruach mitsuya in a machitza. The machitza can't stand b'ruach mitsuya, then it's not a machitza. What does that mean, that it can't stand Baruch Mitzuyah? So there's a Rashi, there's a very important Rashi there. Rashi writes that if the Ruach is molicha u'mevia, if the Ruach moves the wall, that's not called a machitza. So the Shaar HaTzion, Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tzivkot Mem Hei, interpreted the Rashi to mean that it's not that the wind is going to knock down the wall. It's not going to knock down the wall. But it's going to move the wall. The wall is not going to be stationary. It's going to flap in the wind. That's enough to pass the machitza. That's a machitza she'en yechol olam abur mitzuyah. Obviously, we're talking about Ruach Mitzuyah. If it's only going to flap in a Rosh Hashanah Mitzuyah, if there's a hurricane, a 40-mile-an-hour wind, that's not a problem. But if in a 10-mile-an-hour wind, the wall is going to flap back and forth, it's not flapping too much. According to the understanding of the Shaar HaTzion, Rashi would say that machitza is possible.
The simple pshat of Rashi would be that it's knocking it down.
So the Chazon Ish interpreted Rashi differently. The Chazon Ish says that any yechol olam b'ruach mitzuyah, when Rashi says that if the ruach pushes the wall, moves it from side to side, it's going to be possible. That means that it's going to move it so much, at least it's 3 tefachim away from its original location. So the Chazon Ish understood Rashi. Says the Chazon Ish, it's because it'll be mevatel the wall from its shem mechitza. Right? If it pushes it more than 3 tefachim, so the din of lava doesn't apply, so the shem mechitza is batel. Says the Chazon Ish, that's what Rashi meant. It's not just it's flapping in the wind, but it's flapping so much, it's flapping at least 3 tefachim away from its original place. So if it's flapping more than 3 tefachim away from its original place, the din of lava doesn't apply, so then the mechitza is going to be batel. That's what Rashi meant at the point of the Chazon Ish. It's a big kula, because it can flap quite a bit. Three tefachim is more than 10 inches. Right, so it can flap quite a bit, and that's not called a moving wall. Yes?
We talk about moving wall versus flapping. Are we talking about like a piece of wood like moving three tefachim over? We're talking about
a canvas, tarp. Canvas sukkah, tarp.
Right.
Right. So you have the canvas is attached with a metal frame.
Right.
But the canvas can flap beyond that frame. So the Chazon Ish would say that it's only going to be possible if it flaps 3 tefachim beyond that frame. So if you tighten the canvas, at first glance, there shouldn't be a problem. It'll never flap more than a little bit, not even a tefach, but certainly not 3 tefachim. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who throws another chomer into this. Rabbeinu Peretz says, don't make your walls out of canvas, even if you tie them tightly. Because he says, Dilma mintiki v'lava daite. Maybe they'll become untied, you won't notice, and then it'll flap too much. And certainly, according to the Shaar HaTzion's understanding of Rashi, I can hear this chumrah, because it might become untied, and then it'll flap even a little bit. Most canvas sukkahs flap a little bit. According to the Shaar HaTzion's understanding of Rashi, I can hear that there's such a chashash. According to the Chazon Ish's understanding of Rashi, there's less of a room for that chashash, but maybe there's a room for that chashash too. It might become untied. Part of the sukkah might become untied. Maybe it'll flap even 3 tefachim. But certainly, according to the Shaar HaTzion's understanding of Rashi, there might be room to be machmer for the Shulchan Aruch. So, Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm sorry?
He's a dilemma. Okay, we don't mean that it will fall down.
No. It means it'll be the knot will become untied, and then it'll flap in a way that will make it possible. It'll flap a Ruach Mitzuyah in a way that will make it possible. So what's the solution to the problem? You want to have your canvas sukkah. You don't want to go out and buy another sukkah. You don't want to buy the metal, and you don't want to buy the wood. You don't want to buy anything but the canvas. So what's the solution? The answer is that you can you can do some, you can create a halachic wall that's not a wall for tznius. Meaning, no one's going to tell you to get rid of the canvas. You want to make sure that no one can see into your sukkah. But you can create a wall on your metal frame that will be a halachic wall that will be additional to the canvas. Right? You won't just have the canvas, but you'll have a halachic wall. How can you make a halachic wall? If you put kanin, you put reeds or pieces of wood, or string, string is the easiest. You put string within 3 tvachim of the ground, let's say 2.9 tvachim from the ground, and then another 2.9 tvachim after that, and another 2.9 tvachim after that. You have pieces of string going around the metal. It's very easy. You just tie the string around one piece of metal, and then put the string to the next piece of metal and just wrap it around, and then go to the next one and wrap it around, and go to the next one and wrap it around. You don't have to keep on tying everything. And then you just come around. If you have 4 strings, the first string is at 2.9 tvachim, next is at another 2.9 tvachim, next at another 2.9 tvachim, and you need a little bit more because you still don't have the 10 tvachim at that point. So if you have 4 strings like that, then you'll have 10 tvachim of lavud strings, because within each string it's lavud kisasam dami. It's as if there's an imaginary wall of 10 tvachim there. So if someone asks you, this is a beautiful sukkah, where are the walls? You say, it's the string. It's not the canvas. The canvas is the tznius that simply is making it a private sukkah. But the real halachic walls in that case, the perfectly halachic walls, they're not going to flap at all in the wind. String doesn't flap at all. It's not wide enough to flap. That's certainly not in a normal wind. A rosh ha'ena mitzuyah, I don't know. I don't even think in a rosh ha'ena mitzuyah. The string is not going to flap. You have your kosher wall, and that will be mashia sukkah, even if you have the canvas. That's the best thing to do. I heard Rabbi Shapter recently said that for those canvas sukkahs that have the reinforced grommets, I think most canvas sukkahs have, they're not just tying the canvas down, but there are metal grommets that you put the string through. Rabbi Shapter wanted to say that if you're tying down the stinim, you're tying down the sheets or the canvas with the string that's going through reinforced grommets, I think Rabbi Peretz's chumra shouldn't apply as much. We're so afraid it's going to become detached. It's tied down very tight. They're talking about tying down sheets. It's hard to tie down sheets. We're really afraid if you're tying down the sheets, then the knot might come out. But maybe if we're tying down the canvas with the string through reinforced grommets, maybe there's less of a chashad. That's what I heard Rabbi Shachter wanted to say. But even if you want to be machmir, there's a simple solution to the problem. Just put the string, as we said, 4 strings, each within lovet of each other. You'll have your halachic wall of 10 tefachim, and then you're not going to have a problem. And this, by the way, is the simple solution. You know, many, many restaurants have sukkahs for those who are going to come to the restaurant over sukkahs. So some of them, unfortunately, are not made properly. You have to be very careful. Some of them are made with these plastic Shabbos tablecloths, and they're not tied down bichlal. You see, you know, like a little wind blows, and you see, the whole wall. That's a sukkah psula. You can't eat in such a sukkah. But some have canvas there. So there are some who pointed out to a few of the restaurant owners that the best thing to do, if you want to have a canvas sukkah, sometimes it's hard to put it up, you don't put it up properly, put the string. I have seen sukkahs at restaurants that have the string, 4 pieces of string, and they'll have some kind of a tznius around. Sometimes they won't even have the tznius, they'll just have the string. They'll put up the schach, they'll have the string, and that's it. That's the whole sukkah. It's a real halachic sukkah. Yeah?
I'm concerned with the Magen Avraham, says just lavud on all the walls is a problem.
So you're saying if you have the canvas sukkah, at least you have something. We're talking about chumras over here. If you make up for the chazanish, it shouldn't be a problem anyway. You want to be machmir for the sharitzim, so this thing of Rashi, so then you put up the string, that's better. Okay, I hear. Yeah?
Suppose you have a canvas dofen. If just part of the dofen is flapping, that's going to puzzle the entire thing. Let's say it's my third
wall. No, if it's all the walls, and it's only if it's your third wall, your fourth wall, it certainly is not going to be a problem. Right? So it's only if all the walls are flapping equally, so then it might be a problem. Yeah.
The chashash is that we're afraid the strings will become untied. So then, making the whole sukkah out of strings, we're not afraid those are going to come untied.
No, because they're not flapping. The reason why it might become untied is because the wind is going to pull it. So over time, if it's constantly pulling, it's going to become untied.
Strings, we're not afraid the wind is going to pull.
I don't think the wind is going to really touch that string. The string is thin enough that the wind is not going to have an effect on that string.
Okay.
It's machlokas beishani beisil in the Mishnah in Sukkah daf tes amud aleph about a sukkah yeshana. Let's say the sukkah was not made for sukkahs. Right, a sukkah yeshana, it's an old sukkah. It wasn't made lishma. It wasn't made within the last 30 days. It wasn't made l'shem sukkah. So Beishamai says, Chag HaSukkos Tas L'Chashivas Yavim L'Chol L'Shem Chovcha. It has to be made L'Shmo, L'Shem Sukkah. And Beis Hillel disagrees. They have a different drasha for the Pasuk L'Chol. There's a parallel case that the Gemara calls in the Ches Amid Beis. That's called Sukkos Ganvach. Ganvach is an abbreviation. It stands for Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim. It means a Sukkah that's made for the purpose of Goyim or for Noshim. For a behema, the behema is not making the sukkah, but it's for the purpose of the behema. Basically, it's a sukkah that's not made l'shem hachag. It's not made for the purpose of sukkah, so for the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Gemara there says that sukkah's ganvach is kshera, even though it wasn't made l'shma. These are not b'nei chiv. No shemana chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Goyim certainly not. Behema, kusim. It certainly couldn't have been made l'shem sukkah if it was made for these people or for these items. As long as it's made l'shem tzeil sukkah, for the purpose of being shaded in the sukkah, it's kashim. La'afukai, if the sukkah is made l'shem tznius, it's made just so that people can't see in. It's not made l'shem tzeil, not to be shaded from the sun. Or if it's made l'odurba kol hashana, to live there the whole year, that's also possible. But if it's made l'shem tzeil sukkah, the Gemara says sukkah's ganvach is kashim, even though it's not made l'shem mitzvah. So they point out that Beis Shammai obviously has to disagree with that Gemara. Beis Shammai must say that Sukkah's Ganvach is possible because Beis Shammai holds that Sukkah Yeshana is possible. Sukkah has to be made L'Shem Mitzvah. L'Shma, the din of L'Shma by Sukkah, point to Beis Shammai, just like by Tzitzis and by other things as well, a get, etc. Obviously, Sukkah's Ganvach Sheira is going Aliba the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel seemed to say that a Sukkah doesn't have to be made L'Shma. But comes Tosis on the Testament Aleph and quotes Yerushalmi. Rishami says that even Beis Hillel would say that a sukkah yeshana, although it's kosher, tzarech lechadesh v'davar. You have to do something new in it. Do something new. What does that mean, do something new? Rishami explains that either you have to shake the schach tefach al tefach, or put in new schach tefach al tefach, or tefach, or mashu hu al pnei kula. Either tefach al tefach, or mashu al pnei kula. Be mechadesh something in the schach. Now, to be mechadesh doesn't mean you have to put in new schach, even if you shake the schach, that's also mechadesh b'davar. Comes to Yerushalmi, says, even Beis Hillel holds that you have to do a little bit in the schach. Mashu al pnei kula, right? That means at least one bamboo stick that you have to put down, going from one side of the sukkah to the other. So there's a major machlokas rishon, and what is this Yerushalmi saying? Is the Yerushalmi saying that there's a din l'chatchila according to Beis Hillel that you have to be mechadesh b'davar, mashu al pnei kula? Or is this Yerushalmi saying that b'diyavid will be ma'akev, according to Beis Hillel, you must be machadesh b'davar? Beis Hillel has this rule, that sukkah yeshana is ksheira, but they still hold that you have to be machadesh b'davar. Now what kind of a strange idea is that? What do you need to be machadesh b'davar according to Beis Hillel? So they explain that this machlokes rishon, whether it's only a din l'chatchil or it's ma'akev even b'diyavid, they're arguing, what is this Yerushalmi saying? Why do Beis Hillel hold that you have to be machadesh b'davar? Is the pshat, it's just a heker ba'alma. Your mechadesh b'davar as a heker ba'amas, so people will not come to be machshir a sukkah that's made to live in kol hashana kula. It's not made l'shem sukkah b'chlal. It's not even l'shem tzeil. It's made l'odeba kol hashana, which is a psul d'oraisa. That's not a sukkah. That's a diras keva. It's made to be up the whole year. The roof is made to be up the whole year. So that's definitely possible. Says a heker that no one would think that. Beis Hillel says, even though me'ikar adin sukkah yeshana is kosher, but you should be mechadesh b'davar. Is that the pshat? According to that pshat, it's a din l'chatchila, but it's not going to be ma'akev b'diavad. But others explain that Beis Hillel holds that even b'diavad is going to be ma'akev. You have to be mechadesh b'davar a little bit. Mashu al pnei kulam. Why? Because even though Beis Hillel claims sukkah yeshana is kosher, you don't really need lishma in the sukkah, but you still need mitzvah lishma. Beis Hillel holds you don't need a whole sukkah made l'shma, but you need mitzvahs l'shma. And that's why they say that you have to be mechadesh b'davar. Why is this so important? Not so much for sukkah yeshana. Most of our sukkahs are going to be made right before sukkahs. Right? Even if a person has an indoor sukkah, he'll put up the schach. He'll move around the schach before sukkahs, l'shem sukkahs. So that shouldn't be a problem. The issue comes up about sukkah's ganvach. Let's say an apartment building has a superintendent putting up a sukkah. Let's say a yeshiva has a as buildings and grounds, putting up the sukkah. Maintenance is putting up the sukkah. So if a guy puts up the sukkah, he can't be mechaven l'shma. So is there a requirement, we pass in like Beis Hillel, that sukkah yishon is kosher, you really don't need l'shma. Is there any chiyuv, according to Beis Hillel, to be mechadish something in the schach? So, l'chatchila, definitely. No question, l'chatchila. It's a mitzvah in a mufcha, a pasuk like that, Yerushalmi, that even Beis Hillel says you have to be mechadish with that, or mashu af nekula. But it could be, according to some, that it's ma'akev even b'di'evad. Like those who claim that Yerushalmi is ma'akev according to Beis Hillel. So it's something to keep in mind. That if a goy puts up a sukkah, if a katan puts up a sukkah, the schach I'm talking about. When I say put up a sukkah, I mean the schach, not the walls. If a goy puts up the schach, if a katan puts up a schach, if a woman helps to put up a schach, you know, a teenage girl is putting up the schach. The man of the family should try to shape a little bit of the schach. He should be mechadesh b'adavar, because it's unclear whether, if a teenage girl is putting it up, she can have a kavan l'shma. A katan, we assume, can't have a kavan l'shma. A guy can't have a kavan l'shma either. So if a guy or a katan puts up the schach, then the man of the household should shake a little bit. And not shake the lulav, but shake the schach, in order to make sure that there will be some kind of mitzvah l'shma in that schach.
The l'shma of the girl will still be
I'm thinking. The girl is a gedola, so why shouldn't she be able to make the l'shma? She's not mitzuva, but she can have a kavan l'shma. So that is another discussion. They talk about Rabbi Natan and Gidden, right? That someone who's not mechuyev b'davar can't make the chefetz shel mitzvah, can't write tefillin. Some say that a woman shouldn't tie a lulav. Then if you hold it, that egg is ma'akev. It could be that if a girl is not mitzvah in the sukkah, maybe she shouldn't put up the schach either. Okay, for another reason, maybe the girl shouldn't put up the schach. In terms of the lishma, might not be a problem, but she might be psula to make the chetz shel mitzvah. Okay. There's a rule that avir and schach posel can posel the sukkah. What are these halachas? Just briefly. Schach posel, let's say you have a little bit of metal in the middle there. Right? Some plastic or something, a pipe running down the middle of the schach. Schach posel can posel a sukkah. What does that mean? Well, it passels be'emtza be'dalet fachim. If you have schach passel running up ne'kula, and it's a width of dalet fachim, right? Dalet fachim, about 15 inches or so. So that passels the sukkah. What does it mean it passels the sukkah? It means it breaks the sukkah into two parts. This area clearly is not going to be a kosher sukkah, but it breaks the sukkah into two parts now. So if you don't have zayin al zayin in either side of the sukkah, then both sukkahs are going to be passel. Not that the schach posel passes the sukkah, it's a shemetz psul and the whole sukkah is posel. It just breaks the sukkah in half. So we have to look at the two parts of the sukkah. Each one is independent. There are three walls, but three walls is enough for a sukkah. So as long as you have enough of an area, if it's zayin al zayin on each side, so then each side is going to be kosher. That's if it's al pnei kula. If it's not al pnei kula, it's just in a little area, so then it passes bedal et fachin. It's not so clear what the other measurement is for that. Is it dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim? Is it dalet tfachim by three tfachim? But it'll pass even if it's not al pnei kula. There's a chumra of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tofresh Chav Zayin Siv Dalet that you should be very careful when you hang the decorations, that they shouldn't be too low. They should be within dalet tfachim of the schach. Because any decorations that are within four tfachim of the schach are bottled to the schach. If the decorations hang down lower than four tefachim, then they're not bottled of the schach. They're independent, and of course, they're not made out of gidul karka, so they will be schach posel. Even though the schach posel, if they're within dalet tefachim, they're closer to the schach, then they're bottled to the schach, so it's no problem. But if they hang down, you have one of those long things hanging across the sukkah, and it's hanging lower than dalet tefachim, they could hang lower than dalet tefachim, so then that would be schach posel. And if it would be dalet tefachim in width, that could pass the sukkah. You wouldn't be allowed, right? That could pass the sukkah. Comes the Ramah and says, be careful, don't have any low-lying fruit. Right? Don't have any low-lying decorations, because that might turn into schach posel and it might pass the sukkah. The fact is that if you don't have dalet tefachim of schach posel, let's say you have gimel tefachim or less than gimel tefachim, even though it is schach posel, you are allowed to sit under that schach. That's a very important halacha to keep in mind. Schach posel, bedalet tfachim will posel, and it splits the sukkah in two. stay away from schach pasul of a width of four tefachim. But if you have less than four tefachim, and Mishnah Berurah says really if it's less than three tefachim, so then even though it's schach pasul, you can sit under that schach pasul. A light, let's say. There's a light, which is not, even though it's hanging lower than four tefachim from the schach, it's only like a tefach in width, or a two tefachim in width or so. You can sit under that, that's no problem. It's schach pasul, but it's less than three tefachim, so you can sit under schach pasul, unless it's more than three tefachim. And if it's four tefachim, it'll mamish pasul, so it splits it into two parts. That's in terms of schach pasul. Avir, airspace, pasul's begimel tefachim. Of course, we know there's a din of lovud, less than three tefachim is lovud, lovud kisasum dami, halacha moshe Sinai. We treat it as though kamisha eino, but if it's gimel tefachim, then it passels. Less than three tefachim doesn't passel, it doesn't break up the sukkah, but you're not allowed to sit under avir of less than three tefachim. See, that's the difference between avir as opposed to schach pasul. Schach pasul, if it's less than the shear that would split up the sukkah, you're allowed to sit under it. Avir pasul, even if it's less than the shear, you're not allowed to sit under it. What's the difference? Zokta Mishnah Berurah, the avir, by avir, the hefsik is nicker more. It's recognizable that there's a hefsik there. So that, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to sit under. Comes the Rosh and asks, if you can't sit under avir, less than three tefachim, so how can you sit under any sukkah? Every sukkah, if it's not mu'uva, right? If it's mu'uva k'minbayi, so then there's no avir, but we don't want you to do that, right? We're coming full circle here. And we want there to be some kind of airspace, but if there's going to be airspace, so how can you sit under any sukkah? Says the Rosh, no. Avir, less than gimel tefachim, is going to be a problem if it's only al pnei kula. If you have the avir running from one side of the sukkah to the other, so then, if it's gimel tefachim, it'll split the sukkah in half. If it's not gimel tefachim, it doesn't split the sukkah, but you're not allowed to sit under that avir. That's the chiddush of avir. That less than gimel tefachim still is a problem, even though it doesn't split up the sukkah. It's a problem to sit underneath it because the hefsek is more nicker than schach pasul, so you're not supposed to sit underneath it. Rabbi Shachter suggested that the way to solve this problem is to put a piece of bamboo perpendicular to the schach. Most of your schach is running in one direction, so just take another piece of schach and put it perpendicular, so then you'll never have avra al pnei kula, and then there won't be a problem. And finally, there's the halacha mashmisinei of Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma also is talking about schach pasul. Schach pasul min hatzad. Let's say you have schach pasul on the side of the sukkah, not in the middle. You have the wall of your sukkah here. There are two walls, and then there's schach running here. But there's schach pasul at the end. This is pasul. Schach pasul at the end that's attached to the wall. So if the schach pasul would be be'emtzad sukkah, it would pasul b'dalet tefachim. But if it's min hatzad, the Mishnah said, the Gemara says that it passels b'dalet amos. Wow, what a shear. Dalet amos, quite a large shear. Why such a large shear? It's chach pasul, shouldn't it passel b'dalet tefachim? The answer is, dofen akuma halachu mashmi sinai. That if it's b'tzad, if it's on the schach, but it's right next to the wall, we treat it as though the wall is crooked. The wall is continuing till the schach kosher. The wall is continuing. The chiddush of Dofen Akuma is that we don't look at the schach pasul as a hefsek between the wall and the schach. It just continues. The wall continues. It's a curved wall. So the sukkah will still be kosher. But of course, in this case, you would not be allowed to sit under that part of the sukkah. Because Dofen Akuma is the dofen, it's not the schach. As opposed to if the schach pasul would be be'emsa, as long as it's less than dalet fachin, you can sit under that schach pasul. But Dofen Akuma, it won't passel unless it's dalet amos, but even if it's less than dalet amos, you can't sit under that because that's not schach. It's a dofen. The dofen is curved over to the schach. So even though dofen akuma is not going to passel the sukkah if it's less than dalet amos, but you'll be allowed, but you will not be allowed to sit under that area that's a dofen akuma. Okay, we'll stop here. Machasim HaTovet, everyone. Thank you.